Okay. Let's turn to our text, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 22. I'm going to start with verse 15. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Go say to this steward, to Shebna, who is in charge of the palace, what are you doing here? And who gave you permission to cut out a grave for yourself here, hewing your grave on the height and chiseling your resting place in the rock? Beware, the Lord is about to take firm hold of you and hurl you, O you mighty man. He will roll you up tightly like a ball and throw you into a large country. There you will die, and there your splendid chariots will remain. You disgrace to your master's house. I will depose you from your office, and you will be ousted from your position. In that day, I will summon my servant, Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with your robe and fasten your sash around his hand, and hand your authority over to him. He will be a father to those who live in Jerusalem and to the house of Judah, and I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. What he shuts, no one can open. I will drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will be a seat of honor for the house of his father, and all the glory of his family will hang on him, its offspring and offshoots, all its lesser vessels, from the bowls to all the jars. In that day, declares the Lord Almighty, the peg driven into the firm place will give way. It will be sheared off and will fall, and the load hanging on it will be cut down. The Lord has spoken. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning. We give you thanks, Lord. We praise you and thank you that we have your word before us, that we have your presence all around us. And Lord, for those of us who have received you as Lord and Savior, you live within us. Lord, we thank you that you're here and you do speak to us today. Open our hearts and minds, Lord, to hear and understand your word this morning. Lord, I pray for your anointing to be upon me as that I preach, that I would truly preach your word in power and in truth. Lord, we pray your name would be the one lifted up and glorified, and your people here encouraged and blessed. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is quite the passage. What we see here is somebody usurping their authority. They have authority. Shebna, he's a steward. He is the steward of the kingdom. That means he's the man who the king delegated to do all the day-to-day chores, make sure that things happen. See, the king makes his rulings and whatnot, but the steward was the one who really ran the show and made sure things happened. And we have this particular steward who's decided, you know, what's going on in Egypt and the Egyptians, you know, I think they've got it together. I think this is the group that we need to throw in with. And part of that is, you know, how many of you are familiar with pyramids? Okay? One of the things that the pharaohs did was they built these pyramids for the purpose of self-aggrandizement. They considered themselves to be gods. So they would make these pyramids, build these huge pyramids, so that after they died, they would still receive adoration. The people would say, wow, he must have really been important. Look how big his tomb is. Well, Shebna is doing kind of the same thing. He's carving out this stone tomb that's very fancy, out to be where everybody can see it. It attacked me. You saw it. You got all this going on. So that, why? What's the purpose of this? Why does he need this? He has no need of this. The purpose is to lift himself up so that everybody can walk around here. Wow, that Shebna guy, he must have really been an important steward. He must have been something special. Long after he dies, people would remember him and give him adoration. Well, now who is our adoration truly supposed to go to? God. So what the... And who are we supposed to be putting our trust in? God. But Shebna, the king's steward, the steward of the people of Judah, isn't looking out for the people of Judah. He's looking out for Shebna himself. And he's doing what he can so that he looks good. He's going on parades. He's got this special chariot that he's got all blinged out. According to the times, mind you, but I mean, it was a nice chariot. Probably a matched set of horses, maybe stallions, you know, so that he's powerful, he's important. And he's out there cruising through town instead of attending to business. Because his job is to see that things are happening, that everything's being taken care of. But what's he doing? He's building himself a tomb, and he's out looking around for everybody to look at him and say, wow, that guy must be important. That's what he's doing. He's usurped his authority. He has authority to do some things, but he's gone beyond that. God actually says, who told you to do this? The steward is only to do what he's been told to do. This is not what he was told to do. He's abusing his authority. Anybody here a steward? Come on, I want to see all your hands up. It was just January. I was preaching on stewardship. I've been preaching on stewardship for the last 12 years. And each year I've told you in January, and any other time I get a shot, you're a steward. What we have is not our own. God gives it to us. And we're to look after it for Him. And He tells us how we're supposed to do it. And you know what? When we're not doing what He told us to do, we're usurping His authority. And we're doing our thing instead of His thing. That's what Shebna's doing. And God calls him out on it and tells him that on that day, what's that? That's the day of judgment. In that day, I will summon my servant Eliakim, and I will clothe him with your robe and fashion your sash on him, and hand your authority over to him. If we step outside of what God has told us to do, He's telling us that on that day, on the day that we face Him, when we face our personal judgment, when He comes and He's going to bring judgment, it will come. And He's going to take what we have away from us and give it to somebody else who's more deserving. Give it to somebody else. Let them give it a shot. Well, here we have Eliakim, who's a man who really has in his heart and his desire to do what's best for the people. And he really becomes a father to the people of Jerusalem and the people of Judah. However, what we see is in both Eliakim and in Shebna, that when you're in positions of authority, when you have authority over something, it's easy to fall into sin. Because there's a lot of temptations. If you're the boss, if you're a big boss or a little boss, one of the things that we often do is we tend to think more highly of ourselves than we ought. That's what Shebna was doing. Sometimes we think that we need to maybe take care of our own. That's where Eliakim messed up. See, Eliakim fell into nepotism. He started giving positions and power to people not based upon their skill set, not based upon a call, but based upon they're my friends and my family. Mostly family. It's called nepotism. And what he did is he gave jobs and authority to his family. See, he's been nailed in. First he was a stake who came in and was securing things and fixing things. But then he started hanging his family on that. We see it becomes this whole mess of, and all the glory of his family will hang on him, its offspring and its offshoots, all its lesser vessels, from the bowls to all the jars. It's like stuff hanging on your wall. If you went and hung all your pots and pans and your jars and your whatever on the wall, and it's all hanging on that one peg. What's that one peg? The only one who's worth anything, the whole bunch, is Eliakim. Oops. And as soon as Eliakim's no longer in the picture, all that family, all those people that were in positions, they're removed. Why? They didn't have the gifting to do it or the call or anointing to do it in the first place. So Eliakim's judgment that comes on him doesn't affect just him, but it affects his whole family. Because they all lose the position that they're in. Verse 25, in that day, declares the Lord Almighty, the peg driven into the firm place will give way. It will be sheared off and will fall. And the load hanging on it, the load hanging on it, will be cut down. The Lord has spoken. This is the Lord Almighty. There is a lot out there in the way of temptation, particularly for those who are in positions of power and authority. We see this in the church. How many pastors fall because they think they're above, or they start thinking that it's all about them. They got to have fancy car, fancy house, jet planes. You know, there are churches out there that are doing this. But it's not just in the church. Now, I'm not saying that people can't have nice things. But what we're supposed to be doing is what it is that God has called us to do, not what we personally desire. Just because I have a desire for something doesn't make it a good thing. That desire may well be my sin creeping in, tempting me. Well, if I'm in a position of power and authority of some sort, I am a little bit. I pastor this church. I'm the head of my family. I'm a police chaplain. I'm the lead police chaplain, for whatever that's worth. Not much. But these are things of position I have. And if I'm doing things for my benefit, but not doing things for God's benefit, not doing what I've been called to oversee, if that becomes my focus, I'm going down a road that will lead to judgment. I may think that I'm big and powerful, but God's going to show me that He is the Almighty. Shebna, he thought he was a big, powerful, important man. He's basically told, I'll pick you up, wad you into a ball, and throw you away. That paper used to think it was something special, something pretty tough. How much effort did I have to do that? I'm less than that to God. Shebna is less than that to God. God could toss us away, throw you into a big land where we will be destroyed. And all that we had, all that trappings that we had, that's going to go with us. It's all gone. It's all temporary. The only thing that's important is that which is internal. We're supposed to be storing up treasures for us in heaven. That was the theme at camp. Big Sandy Camp this summer. It's storing up for ourselves treasure in heaven. Things that are eternal. Not these things that are temporary. So that needs to be our focus. Now those who are tempted, those who are in position of power. That's each and every one of you, too. You each have some sort of power and authority in some way, some place, somehow. Even if it's only over yourself. But we need to be seeking God for that. And those who are in positional authority, those in higher up, they're going to have more and more temptations. They need your prayer. Because in and of ourselves, we see that even good men fall. Eliakim was chosen to replace somebody who was bad. And he had attributes that were different. But yet he still fell into sin. But he fell into a different set of sin. You see, you just can't close one door and think that we've got it fixed. A whole other set of problems can and will come along. Unless we put on the armor of God. Unless we pray for God's strength and protection and leading and direction. If we try to do this all on our own, in our own strength, in that day we will face judgment. Just as Shebna and Eliakim. I will one day face judgment. I'm praying. Seriously. Well done, good and faithful servant. Yes. I know Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I will get that much. But I'm hoping I'm getting there with crowns to lay at His feet and not showing up naked and smelling of smoke. Because I put all my effort into the things of the world. And I had nothing eternal to lay before Him. We need to not abuse the power and authority that we're given. Each and every one of us. We have no right to do something just because we have the power to make it happen. Just because I have the power to take something doesn't mean I have the right to take it. We each need to not abuse our authority. We need to not usurp God's position. He needs to be the one that's in authority in all that we do. No matter how small or how big. When we do it anything other than what it is that God's directing us to do, we're usurping His position. That is, we are saying, I'm the decision maker. God doesn't enter into this equation. I'm in charge. And any time we're saying I, we're wrong in that situation because God is the Lord Almighty. That means that He has all power and authority. Not some, not even most, but all. That means each and every one of us is subject to it. And each and every person out in the world is subject to it. So two things. Pray for those who are in authority over you, that the Lord might strengthen them from temptation, allow them to see where they've gone off the path, that they might straighten their ways, repent, and change. Two, seek yourself to follow God and keep Him foremost in all things so that you do not fall under judgment for your own actions because you steps outside of what it is that God has directed. That's my prayer for me and my prayer for all of you. That's what this word is telling us here today. It's very much a call to follow God's authority. Again, we have several different types of sin. It's not that one sin, again, one sin isn't better than another. Sin is sin. And it will lead to judgment. We need to guard ourselves against every type. So let's pray. Father, we come before You and we thank You that You indeed are our strength, our protection, our source, our all in all. We come before You now, seeking, Lord, for You to strengthen us in our walk with You. Lord, I pray right now that You would open our hearts, our minds, our eyes to see where in our lives we might be behaving as Shebna is or Eliakim is. Lord, where we're not, where we're doing things for self-aggrandizement instead of lifting you up, Lord. Where instead of trusting in you, we're trusting in somebody else. Lord, instead of doing things according to merit and call, we do things that improve and benefit just our family or our friends, even if it's detrimental to others. Lord, help us to avoid these and other pitfalls. Might we be good stewards of that which you, Lord, have put in our hands. Every breath we have is a gift from you, and we need to treat it as precious. So, Lord, we thank you for all that we have, and help us, Lord, to be good and faithful stewards of what you put forth in us. And, Lord, might we also remember to pray for those in authority over us, that they too might be good and faithful stewards for the benefit and glory of your name. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's stand, and we're going to close.